was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings as the night rolls in on the rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold the pale horse ride.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, tonight, I don't know if I can tell you without tears running down my face. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for everything he's done for us. Praise the Lord. The verdict is in the trial in Oregon. And the verdict is not guilty. And you know, Ammon told us, he gave us a message you're going to be listening to in a little while. And he said, you know, if we stood by the Lord would stand by us. And it certainly has shown itself to be true. Tonight, I am joined with a couple very special friends. Lazaro Ansaro and Shauna Cox is on the line right now with us. And welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Shauna, dear, are you there?
No.
Oh, Sean, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, awesome. And yours too. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure, my dear. I haven't seen you since Malheur, and it's good to hear you. It's so good to hear your voice, and tonight, what a absolutely special night. Oh, my Lord.
Well, it's a special night for America. If people realize how important this was, it's for the Constitution to be restored. It's for the Hammonds. It's for people waking up. And we are so, so grateful to the Lord and for all the prayers and so good people who listened and made the right decisions. Yeah, it gives us faith in America again.
Oh, and, it sure does.
Our Constitution was set up and our government is a good because we have a jury system. And we got to put the feds back where they belong, in the box.
Yeah, I hear you there. You know, I didn't think it was going to happen there for a while. I really, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, I didn't lose faith. But, man, it was a gut punch. You know, everybody who tunes into our show knows about LaVoy and the horrible murder
I call it a murder. I call it for what it is.
It was a murder. Absolutely.
It was an absolute murder. And this only goes to show that not, you know, now that the verdict is in and it's not guilty, I would like to really have an answer from the federal government, from the FBI, how on earth in a case where a jury can find these folks not guilty, how they could justify in any way. They just can't. There is no justification for any of the things they did,
no.
Especially LaVoie. So
absolutely not.
Thank you
for all your work. we are so thrilled with how the people worked so hard. You know, we had everything against us, and we know that. So we know that only by the hand of God this would happen.
Yes, ma'am.
But we knew. And I can say that. And I know that I spoke to him first thing this morning. And when he came into the courtroom, I asked him how he felt. He said, I'm at peace. And we knew. It is touch and go. It's kind of scary because the minute they said not guilty on this count for Hammond, then I knew it was a done deal, and it brought me to tears. I knew that everybody was free. So we do have a justice system only because of a jury. Because we are the government, we are the people, and the people is the government, and we have to never forget that.
Well, I
LaVoie
agree with
didn't
that.
Want to forget
I know,
that.
I know
he
that the verdict.
It.
I know that the verdict has maybe I don't know how many people realize the depth of the understanding that you have with the law, but I know that you and your specific stance and the position that you specifically took. I think it shook the federal government up and made them extremely nervous. Wouldn't you say that that's kind of true?
They did not know what was happening. I think that they underestimated probably not just me, but they underestimated God. Because this wasn't by choice by any means. But I can tell you that I know that he put me there for a very specific reason. He put me in that vehicle for a very specific reason. He told me that I was then put in there to be a second witness to a murder, and that I had a responsibility, and that I was supposed to go pro se, scared the crap out of me. But I knew that once I made that decision, he was behind me, and it moved forward, and he gave me strength. And so,
amen.
I learned to be an attorney with a fire hose. Let me tell you, that's the first fastest learning I had to do.
No, you were a strength for many of us. I look to you with great admiration from the Bundy Ranch to Oregon. You were a rock for many people out there, and I know that, you're humble. I know that you're a humble person, and I know that you give all the glory to God. There's no doubt about that.
It's not mine. I'm only a fish in the sea.
I know that, but he was shining his light through you, my dear, and you gave me strength many times where I was discouraged, and you were a rock for all of us there, and I just wanted to take a second to thank you personally for that. You were just...
Thank you.
Tonight is such a wonderful night.
Thank you.
I know that we, along with some of the great news we have, we did have some news that came in that was not so great, which I heard that David Fry, it was reportedly he was beaten up pretty badly by the U.S. Marshals, from what I've been told from multiple sources, as well as Ammon's attorney.
Well, we haven't seen him yet. We're waiting for him to be returned here. We're
right.
Hoping shortly his attorney's over there trying to get him out. And I'm with the other attorneys here that were kind of celebrating. But,
of course.
Yeah, and I was our actual joy was absolutely ripped from us as they attacked Mumford for not allowing Ammon and Ryan to, He was trying to defend them so that they could walk free men for a minute, waiting for them to produce papers that they should be arrested and taken to Nevada. But by law, they really should have let them go. And then, and he has representation. They were acquitted, and it was a tragedy. And they tased him. They beat up Mumford. Anyway, so he's been charged with, I don't know, disorderly conduct or whatever it is, but it's unreal. So that infuriated us. It made David upset, and he wanted to help him, and so they sure, of course, showed their force as the way they've been doing, and we have to stop that kind of nonsense.
My God, who do these people think they are?
They don't have the power except through the force of a gun. Guys, that we have the power with the people have the power. We are the government.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I have a clip that I would like to play of Ammon just earlier. Folks, go ahead, Mike, and roll that clip. This is Ammon Bundy.
I want all of them to know. I want my children to know. I want my friends and family, everybody to know that I know that it was the Lord who gave us the advantage. He always gives us the advantage if we stay true to Him and we believe in Him and we are obedient to Him. He gives us the advantage so that we can be free. And that's what will keep us free as this country, and that's what we must rely upon. We must not be afraid to act when we're told to act by the Lord. We must act and not be afraid. And then He will sustain us and He will give us the advantage. And I truly believe that with all my heart. And I can't wait to give stories.
That's where the clip ended, but those were Ammon Bundy's words after learning of the verdict and going back. I tell you, Ammon and Ryan, God bless them for taking a righteous stand. I want to make a note to some people
Absolutely.
Out there. We do have more political prisoners that need to be freed. Mike Emery,
Absolutely.
Clive and Bundy.
The hands have got to get out, you guys. That's why we're there. The hands got to be released. We've got all kinds of Skylar Barbeau. We have Mike.
I have a couple names to read off. Mike Emery, Clive and Bundy.
Emery, that's what I think. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Joe Robertson, Thomas Deegan, Casey Massey. Shuler Barbeau, Randy Doe, Charlene, Von Schnelson. I know I'm going to mess up some of these. Casey Massey, Shuler Barbeau,
yes.
Charles Dyer, Thomas Deegan, Terry Trussell, Yuri Cowell. I pray to the Lord Jesus, please, Lord, be with these patriots, these political prisoners, and as we stand for you, Lord. Please be with them and let us bring them home to Amen.
Oh, Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
I've taken enough of my stuff. Now it's up to you, Shauna, you and Lazaro. I can't tell you what he's done is just absolutely incredible.
He's brilliant.
I want to take a step back and hand the show over to you guys. There's a lot of information that we would like for you to take an opportunity to share with our listeners. I talked with him before the show. I know he's sitting back waiting to share some information. And the floor is yours, guys.
Thank you.
Well,
Les,
are you there?
Yeah, he's there.
Hey, I guess you can continue on. It's funny, when I met Shauna the first time, I don't know, she thought I was probably a little crazy, a little, you know, kooky. It's probably the same way I was thinking about them when I first started researching. I'm happy that they got out, and there's more to this than just, you know, than there's more, a lot more than needs to be exposed.
And
thank God for a lot
right
of the people there. Yes, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people that came forward and helped, you know, help me to help the Patriots. So I got to give thanks to them. They don't want me to mention their names, so I won't. I respect that. when I saw Shauna, it was kind of intimidating to see here Shauna, yet she's real small, but I'm like, well, this is a lady that you know, took all these bullets at the same time. You know, sadly, she recorded the assassination of LaVoy, and trying to convey all this information to her, I was just trying to figure out what was the best way, what's the best approach. And it was a little intimidating because I didn't want to lose her, and I didn't want her to think that I'm, you know, kind of kooky.
I never thought it. He's absolutely right in the same line I am. We believe the same things. We know the same things. We've done research. And so his research is phenomenal that he has such a computer brain. He can remember all these dates and times and places and people. He has been absolutely awesome. And I think America has got to wake up, listen to the evidence that's been presented, look at what's happening, and be awake, because we have got to restore this Constitution so that we have a free America again. It lasted for 200 years. We can do it again. It's freedom's not free.
That's right. That's right. Without governing ourselves, we can't sit back and expect the state to do everything and us not to govern ourselves and be able to keep a free republic. You know, I talked to Ammon before I came to Mount Hoor, and the reason I came and the documents that I showed Ammon that he greatly wanted to see was in, and this goes back in history, that this is the attack upon the Constitution has been going on since its inception. But what I brought to show him was just to prove that the federal government has been lying to us for a very long time. In 1868, from the state of Oregon, the House floor, there was a resolution rescinding their ratification for the 14th Amendment, which is the jurisdiction that all these alphabet soup agencies are using and justifying their actions in the states. And this House resolution called, and I have it for those of you that want to read it, it's at rtrtruthmedia.com. It's still there, the site for the Hammonds and for the Oregon occupation. The document from the House floor of Oregon in 1868 is sitting right there. You can read it yourself. They rescinded it based upon usurpation and fraud, having nothing to do with not freeing anyone or anything like that. It has nothing to do with it. What they did in Section 4 of the 14th Amendment was they created a public debt and made it unquestionable. And the reason that they did that was so that they could turn around and hand that over to a group of private international bankers, and then the Federal Reserve came on, and all the, and so on and so on and so on. The birth certificate, the registration of our biological property, and Colonel Mandel House, and a lot of our listeners are very educated into history. But Ammon wanted these documents, and I brought them to him, and he was amazed by many of the people that just, and it wasn't just me, it was me, and it was so many other researchers that came and just and inundated him with so much historical information showing these usurpations going all the way back. But you know, we could have that discussion another night. I wanted to make mention of it because that's what initially brought me to Oregon.
No,
myself.
Matter of fact, I apologize. I'm actually excited that you mentioned that because this goes hand in hand, and hopefully your listeners and everybody else within our republic, I challenge them to look up this information. Just the same period that you just mentioned, 1870, you'll see they had geologists all over through Harney County, Baker County, mm-hmm. Mount Hoor County, and Grant County.
Yeah.
And they identified the abundance of minerals underneath the soil. So mm-hmm. this is extremely significant because when you talk about the Federal Reserve, I don't know if it was Franklin D. Roosevelt in regards to confiscating all the gold. Basically, what they did, they knew where all the minerals were at, and actually, I just sent you some maps, and those maps
yes.
from 1870 have all the locations of all the minerals, which explains now. Here we go, Joe. We leap from 1870 to today. And in between, you have Bill Clinton making deep back-end deals with Russia, and we spring today to right now, to current time, and you'll understand why they want the minerals underneath the soil and why they're confiscating the land from the ranchers. I mean, it'd be just for the simple fact that they want the minerals, but on top of that, they want the lumber. They patent the water, so now they want all the water rights. And in order for you to restore water, use water, you need a permit. And then obviously, once they steal your land, they need to pave a road. So they give themselves buddies or family members create a stewardship act where they can create a road or take the lumber, and then at the same time create a hedge fund. And through this hedge fund, international hedge funds, and they bring them overseas, they pay zero taxes.
Yes.
And then they get a startup money. When they get this hedge fund, all the minerals that are being excavated from underneath soil. Well, guess what? It has to go to Wall Street. So anybody that deals with gold, silver, and copper, and then uranium, because uranium going at $42 a pound, you'll understand why they have the hedge fund and why they want that land. Prime example is where the Hammonds are at. And you know what? If everybody can go back to the 1870, right at the time frame that you just articulated, you'll understand why they will be these criminals from within the de facto government are not representing us and want to steal the hardworking rancher's land. Because where they're sitting at is a gold mine, basically. I mean, to tell you the truth.
They are gold mines. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Uranium and gold, especially in Nevada and Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, all these places have all these resources. And so Laz has really touched on the underlying reason for all this. Everybody has their own place, their own fight to fight. And because the Bundy Ranch didn't start with that, they understood that it was against the Constitution for them to be able to come in and take their land, not knowing all the resources that were below it. But as I was there and we discovered those things, we uncovered a can of worms. And that can of worms turns out to be, in Utah, it was Bill Clinton. In Nevada, it was Harry Reid. And in Oregon, we come back to the Clinton Foundation again. And the, you know, the crime family. This is unreal that they have that kind of power to take all of our resources in the Western United States and take us down one ranch at a time. One
yes.
business to usurp that land, one national park, one everything, because of the minerals. And Laz brought that forward, and this is his research has been phenomenal.
Yes, I've been following his research and sharing it, and we've been friends on Facebook for a while. And you know, it's well, God works in mysterious ways. I'm so happy of all nights to have him on the show. With you and with
always.
This information, oh my God! Just this, you know.
And it has to get out there, and so your place is to keep it out there, keep it in the forefront. This is not done. We just started. We're going back to Harney County shortly. My 30 days are up. They should be reconvening a jury so that we can prove ownership of the Malheur, you know, the jurisdiction once and for all. All these issues have to keep going. We won our first battle, but the war's
well,
not over.
My input to the situation that you're in right now, my little niche in research, of course, as I said to Laz, was the Reconstruction period. And I think what's relevant here, and part of the problem is that Congress made it basically impossible to question the validity of the jurisdiction of D.C. in the 14th Amendment. And why that's significant is I'll bring you to really quickly as an example, a case in Montana where the state of Montana was pretty much nullifying the federal laws when they're saying, you know, anything created in Montana that stays in Montana are not subject to the federal firearms bans and laws and all of that. And they were preparing
wow.
a case. They were preparing a case based upon what they thought the federal government was going to fight back with, which was the Commerce Clause, right? So they were preparing mm-hmm. that, and lo and behold, the BATF came in and said, oh, no, it's not the Commerce Clause we're standing upon. It's 14th Amendment jurisdiction. Well, wait a minute. I thought
yeah.
the 14th Amendment was to set the slaves free and create equality. Why? If everything that you're calling us conspiracy theorists and everything that we've said is out in left field, even though it comes from the congressional records, but if what we're saying is so far out of touch, how is it that you're claiming 14th Amendment jurisdiction in enforcing firearms, the federal firearms laws in the state of Montana. Aha, gotcha. Proved us right all along. So here you have this jurisdiction.
Well, you know what? From 1871, they made themselves a corporation. Well, when you think about it, when we talk about the Organic 13th Amendment, it gets very few attention. But the Organic 13th Amendment of 1810, and actually this right now, to this day right now, it has been validated. The Organic 13th Amendment, title of nobility, still holds in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Maine.
Absolutely.
And I challenge everybody to go down to the archives or call the archives there in those to the original 13 colonies, because there were the original 13 colonies, and they have it ratified and proved. So now, everything from 1871 to current, any amendment they pass is null and void.
Yep.
Because it did it fraudulently. And what we've been done is dumped down. We've been dumped down by the American Bar Association, through the Federal Reserve, the IRS. All these ABC agencies have dumbed us down purposely through our institutions, and they hijacked our courts, our legislative branch, our executive branch, and judicial branch. And if you go back to the Organic 13th Amendment, no judge or lawyer should hold public office or be appointed in any position. And why? This is a prime example. You have Navarro in Nevada. You have corrupt Anna J. Brown in Oregon with corrupt Anna Akins in Oregon. And now you have corrupt Stacey Beckerman, all appointed as judges. What do you think you're going to have?
He's absolutely right. I got to bow out like a lot of people here. I love you guys. Listen to Laz. He has it nailed down.
Shauna, God bless you, and thank you for joining us tonight. And if you could, please do me one favor. When you do get to see Ammon and Ryan, tell them that I love them and that I'm praying for them. And give Carol a big hug and tell her my mom passed away, but she had talked to Cliven right before she did, when I came out to the Bundy Ranch. And she got Cliven on the phone and said to him how proud she was of him. And for tonight, for my mother... out of respect for her, I want to let Carol know that we're all praying for her, and that I give her a really, really big hug. So I'm going to ask you to give her that hug for me and my mom.
I will do that. I'll see her shortly. Anyway,
all
I love
right,
you
Shauna.
Guys.
God bless
you. Laz, keep it going, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have Shauna on. But Laz, I don't want to stop your role there. Okay, all right. So Shauna is disconnected. Is Laz still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, Laz is still here. So let's turn down Shauna's line and turn Laz's line back up. Laz, I can't hear you. Are you there?
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
All right, there he is. Okay, good. Now you were saying some things about and of course we have. I sent my team to the Lori Texas 101. She went into the Sam Houston State Library Constitutional Research Center. Oh, and you know what? We're going to tell you about that and the 13th Amendment and the copies of that we found in the Texas State Library. On the other side, we have to break for commercial. Folks, feel free to call in. We'll be right back with Laz, Resurrect the Republic.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but no basis, oh, the straits of fear. Oh,
on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, a historic night for the Patriot Movement all over this republic. The verdict is in on the Oregon trial. The verdict is not guilty, not guilty. What a miracle that God has given us tonight. John O. Mesmer, are you with me?
Yes,
God bless
our patriots.
All right, John, I tried.
Unbelievable news.
You had to be a part of tonight's show, brother. I know our phone are slammed. I don't know if you can switch over to Skype. I don't know what your internet is like, but I had to get you on at least for a little while to be a part of this historic night, being a co-host of mine. I've been trying to reach out to you. As soon as I found about the verdict, I was burning your phone up, brother.
Yeah, our internet, as I was telling you, they're doing that work on the tower, and it's just been terrible these last couple of days.
So, yeah.
Yesterday, today, I've just been...
Yeah,
to get better.
Yeah, and you're still breaking up, but we love to have you here, brother. We also have, Laz, we have another one of our, really our contributors, a fellow that put me up for a couple days before I could, when I had to take a dip out of the Bundy Ranch there for a little while and freshen up and get back, is Chris out in Las Vegas. He's with us, and his mic is live. Chris, hang in there with me for a minute. I want to get to a couple callers real quick, and then we're going to go back to discussing the Bar Association, the 13th Amendment, and Texas 101, our team member that went out there to Texas, to the Sam Houston State Library and Research Center in Texas, and recorded the book of the printing of the original 13th Amendment that she found there, and this has been found in many, many states. But we have Mike in Arizona. Mike, you are on Resurrect the Republic.
Yes, Tom. Thank you for taking. I'd like to ask your guest there, the one of the defendants, that we heard a lot about these people like John Ritzheimer that pled and Brian Cavalier Buddha that had pled supposedly to turn state's evidence. I'm asking the guest on there, did they actually testify in court against them, and what was actually said against the people that were found not guilty?
Laz, do you have that information?
No, I do not.
Okay. Shauna was with us briefly, and she had to, she's with a few attorneys in there with some, she had to go. I will be asking Shauna tomorrow that information. That's information that I would like to know too. And we are going, this is only the first of many episodes that we're going to be covering those details. So I will get you an answer on your question, and I will be broadcasting it as soon as humanly possible.
Well, that's important information because, you know, it's okay, the people that jumped ship and thought that they could plead out and get an easy ride and didn't want to sit in here for the long haul, now all of a sudden they're going to get to sit in a federal prison for 2 or 3 years now. And the people that stuck it out, they got found not guilty. And it's really important for the Patriot movement to find out about the Mark McConnells and the John Ritzheimers and the Brian Cavaliers, et cetera, et cetera, of what they did and what they said, so we know where they're coming from, so they can be shunned and ridiculed and maligned and sidelined and never be accepted again because of their underhanded dealing to sell it.
Well, I hear you, and while I share much of your feeling towards that, I think that it's, you know, I know what Carol Bundy and Mrs. Hammond and Mrs. Finnegan would say about this. First of all, we're all sinners. We've all made grave mistakes in our lives, and none of us are perfect. And that being said, I think that the lesson that they can take from this is that, well, of course you see that Ammon and Ryan and the rest of the folks there are found not guilty, whereas these guys thought that they were going to free themselves with whatever it is that they're doing. I think ultimately the lesson that they're going to have to swallow, which is going to be a really hard pill to swallow, is that they thought that they would be better off making a deal with the devil. And look where it got them. So, you know, sometimes what's the word for it? What goes around comes around, and unfortunately, when you make that wrong decision, this is what happens, and this is ultimately what they're going to have to pay for. But I do know that Carol Bundy, the type of person that she is that she would ask of everyone out there to A, pray for them, and B, try and as best we can be the Christians that many of us say that we are, and just move forward and not so much shun and castigate. Let them, I mean, they've created their own hell. They have to now, they've made their bed and now they have to lie in it. And really, when you're sitting alone at night and you have to look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, that is the hardest punishment that any of them will ever have to deal with. And so that being said, I do agree with you, but I don't know. I have mixed emotions because in some ways, and I know that people maybe disagree with me for this, in some ways I feel sorry for people like that.
Well, I see where you're coming from. It's one of those caught between a rock and a hard place, but we also have to look forward and
yes.
come to the realization that these people will be under the microscope for the rest of their lives. And anybody that's associated them, it's one of those birds of a feather flock together.
Yes. I did also want to make it clear, because some questions were raised about Blaine Cooper. Blaine Cooper had felt like he was being, I don't know, maybe abandoned and left to hang there. He did, when it came to the final hour, Blaine maintained his honor. And from what I understand, he chose to take the correct route, which was to stand by his friends. I'm sure that the pressure now... I know that a lot of people on the outside that have never been to prison, and they've never dealt with the pressure and the mental and the psychological manipulation that can occur at the hands of the federal government, may very easily judge people who may have wavered a little bit or whatever. But ultimately, I know that Blaine, in his heart, from what I've heard, has made the right decision, and he's chosen to absolutely stand by the Bundys. Laz, is that true?
Correct.
Okay, that is correct. So I will take Laz's word for it and consider Blaine a brother. And I pray that continues. He continues to hold his strength and find his strength in his decision. Anyway, that being said, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I would say that now is the time, because lately the Patriot movement has been on the defensive, and now we need to roll this over and use this on the offensive. And we all need to be, as patriots in whatever state we're in, we need to pick up the phone, call in the local talk shows, not the so-called RBN and all the other Alex Joneses of the world, and talk
right.
about these things, but the regular local talk shows,
the media
and everything, and start holding their feet to the fire, saying, well, you know, and we need to be polite about this, not argumentative,
yep.
but
yep.
we need to say, hey, you guys spent a lot of time saying about how all these people did this stuff and they did that stuff and how bad they were, and now that they've been found not guilty, are you going to spend an equal amount of airtime reporting that they've been all found not guilty by a court of law? And we need to
don't
turn
count on
back
it.
On them.
Yeah,
I love that statement. That's an amazing statement that you brought up, because
yes.
Lars Larson basically didn't want nothing to do with me, and basically stated that Sheriff David Ward is a constitutional sheriff, and that the people in Harney County behind Sheriff Ward. He also has a good relationship with Les Bates. He also, so I want to get this through, like, clear through. Lars Larson has an amazing and impeccable relationship with Les Bates from the Oregonian. That's
yeah.
was also part of the Oregon Economic Strategy Council with King Williams and Stephen E. Grassley. So this is coming from Lars Larson. And I try to get even an open debate, and told him that I'd be more than happy to come on and have an open dialogue with all these co-conspirators behind the land.
Sure.
He didn't want to, Lars Larson didn't want nothing to do with him, but I don't consider him a conservative, more of an infiltrator, but a Democrat. You know, like he's a Paul Ryan, basically, if you want to.
Yeah. I hear you on that. I challenged Judge Grassley when he did that video regarding the position that Ammon was taking, and he tried making it sound like Ammon was speaking from some simplistic kind of oversimplified interpretation on the Constitution, and that he as a judge has to include all laws and no. The Constitution is the supreme law. all laws need to be held to account to the Constitution. It needs to be held up to see. Just because a law is passed does not make it lawful. It makes it possibly, potentially legal. It does not make it lawful. And until you hold any law in any given situation up, and you challenge first subject matter, and then you challenge the actual law to the Constitution, you don't know that any law is lawful until it meets that challenge. And Grasty, I challenged him to an open debate on this matter, and I really wanted to, with respect, have him come on, and we would have given control over to a third-party moderator. And he absolutely would not think of it. Why? Because these people do not have the truth on their side. It's that simple. It really is that simple.
And to continue expanding on that, during the court proceedings, and I was blessed, fortunate that I was there to hear it with my own ears and see it with my own eyes. Stephen E. Grassi is not a judge. Let me clarify that. He is not a judge. He uses that title as a title of nobility because it states that he opens doors. Meaning,
yes,
he's using it, and he's not a judge. He is not a judge. However, he has infiltrated all three branches of government because he controls all three branches of government within Harney County. And if any of our patriots have ever read the Federalist Papers 49 from Madison with respect to the separation of powers, you'll understand that this guy is a tyrant in Harney County and shouldn't even be tolerated. But they appoint him. They appoint him as a commissioner, as a budget administrator, as a lawyer. He's appointed, I guess he has seven other titles. And the funny thing, as a budget administrator, well, he runs the budget in Harney County. And then he's a commissioner, so he goes and helps him can create his own little fictitious laws that are unconstitutional, and then also serves on committees, on board committees, that to benefit him and his brother Brent Grassi, Boy Britton, Stephen, Stacey Davies, Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, Greg Walden, Gordon Smith, Kay Brown, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, King Williams, Zach Williams, Les Bates. Les Bates' wife, Scott Acallister. I mean, all these people have their money in a cookie jar, and each one controls the media, the three branches of government, the committees, and funding of the money, and also the legislative bills, congressional bills, and Senate bills. And this is what
yes.
we're here today.
Yes, and for those of you out there listening, the Federalist Papers number 49, Method of Guarding Against the Encroachments of Any One Department of Government by Appealing to the People Through a Convention, from the New York Packet, Tuesday, February 5th, 1788, Hamilton or Madison. And I just sent that out on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page, and on RTR Truth Media on Twitter. So if those of you who are on social media, if you want to grab a copy of that, please go to our social media accounts, and you will find a link to that there. As well, folks, this comes to time that I need to ask of you. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. We are here, and you are our pay. You are our paycheck. If without donations to come into this show, our bills don't get paid, and we have bills too. So I'm going to ask you, I hate to do this. I hate this part of the show. It really does. But if you go to resurrectorepublic.com and click on PayPal, or you can go to the rtrtruthmedia.com site, that will have the 14th Amendment or rescinding of the 14th Amendment jurisdiction from the Oregon House in 1868. Our PayPal link is also on that website. Please, you don't have to donate a lot of money to us, but we ask all of you out there, if you just give a little bit and cover our bills, this is what we appreciate from you for the work that we do. And trust me, I went all the way out to Bundy Ranch, all the way out to Oregon. Laz has, this guy is just, he's a cyclone for information. We are going to be, for the next couple weeks, going to be sitting with Laz, and we're going to be publishing on the website All of the documents, all of the things that Laz has found through his research. And I'd really like to get, Laz, I'd like you to get you back on a regular basis to share this information with the public. We'd like to create a spot on the website for you and your documentation so that we can share this with the public and really put it out there as best we can. So that being said, we do have, I believe, another caller, Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're on.
We're still getting out the number of the National Command Center. You talked to General Dunford's office. We didn't hear the specifics, but if you talk to him, mention Bubba Scout Rep, we'll clear this up. I heard you, I was holding on the line. I've only been on the radio actually one time, and then you told me you talked to General Dunford. Well, they know who we are. We're going to put down the rebellion in America under U.S. Public Law 109364, Section 1076. There's no doubt about it. We're on the right track. It's paid for, covered by law, and you get our name out. None of this is going to happen anymore. We got outside jurisdiction of U.S. DOJ right down to the punks on the street. And I heard you say...
Yes, sir.
You said yesterday, or a couple days ago, you would fire at the blue helmet. This is what you said. I'm going...
Yep.
Blue helmets are staring you in the face every city, every county in America. Those are the blue helmets. They took over. The United Nations runs your municipalities from the state down. We're telling you the truth. We found out USDIA knows it. The top. I'm going to tell you something about Patriot Community today. There's a man, a real man, Carl McIntyre, John Decker, Sheldon Emery. They're all dead. But in 1975, if Bubba and Scouty weren't even born, and you're from Philadelphia, and I'm going, holy Well, anyway, on February 1975, John Decker was in a phone booth. They didn't have cell phones. And he was talking to Carl Mack. I just picked it up on a radio station. Across America, they had them on radio. They were the last of the Patriots, foundational. And he said to him, he said, look what's going on Freedom Hall in Philadelphia. That's where you're from. They were signing the Declaration of Interdependence in the place where the Continental Congress started. Where on April 1775, the United States, well, it was called the Continental Army, George Washington, and a hallowed ground. And they were freaking out. These were men of, you know, righteousness and everything. We can't take this. If we'd have called in then, I'm telling you, the people they were, the men they were, they said, look, we're not showing pictures or movies or educating no more. It's war. You could go into his church group on his meeting day. And he'd have his congregation, you stand there in the corner, hold on a second, I got to talk to these people. And then he'd get back to the pulpit and say, this sermon has been suspended. We are going to war. Those are the real men. And what we're seeing the patriots today, we're telling you the truth. This happened, they went through now three cycles. That was 42 years ago, before Bubba and Scout even were born. They took the quick course. What I'm saying is, they went through three cycles under what they call the NEA. We call it the National Retardation Association. And this bastard who we wanted rope around. We wanted ropes around so many people. His name was Norman Queer. Everything he produced for Hollywood was the F word to the white race in America. Everything. I mean, his list of
credits. All right. All right, Bubba, relax a little bit. Relax. And thank you for your call, brother. That. Listen, when it comes to, I'm hearing an echo on the line here. When it comes to talk about white race, black race, that race, this race, look, I'm Scottish and Italian. My culture is of the Scottish culture and of the Italian culture, but I am an American. I do know and I recognize that Western civilization is under a direct, absolute attack by entities out there such as Barbara Spector. And I know that I have ears listening right now, Chris in Las Vegas. I know that he would be very articulate into this particular subject matter. However, I have to tell you guys something. We are... And we have been, for a very long time, being used as pawns by this Marxist, cultural Marxist agenda that separates us by races that don't exist, for one. Western civilization is an eclectic amount. It's a concoction of many different European cultures. Do they share the same skin tone? Yes, they do. Is that the be-all that ends-all for all world society? No, it isn't. Is it under assault? Absolutely it is. Each and every one of these cultures is under assault. And they are using this color divide to separate, to divide, to foment Marxist revolutions, as we see with Black Lives Matter, and so on, and so on, and so forth. They're doing it with the Native American people. If you listen to some of these Native American groups, they have completely absorbed this talk of the patriarchy and anti-capitalism and all of this nonsense. And this is Marxism. So when I hear somebody say, because I've been, you know, on social media, I've been called a white supremacist in this. Look, folks, Laz, what is your background, Laz?
Well, to tease Stephen E. Grassi and David Ward, I always say I'm white, just to get the
undivided attention. Yeah, I know, but what's your real background?
My nationality is Spanish, European, and Mexican.
Amen. Okay, so here's a perfect example of a man who not only that I respect and who I have been following and following his information and the veracity of his research. You're only white when one of these liberal Marxists want to make a point against the patriarchy. That's the only time you're ever white, brother. Okay? And what you are is an American. I am an American. I am proud to be an American. I have stood for this republic. I will stand for this republic. And I tell you what, if a black American or a Native American or a Mexican American or a Smurf American or any other American wants to stand with me to stand by the Constitution and the Republic for the United States of America, I'll stand with them proudly. So I have to say that whenever I hear that talk, because we've been so divided by this Marxism, I have to point it out. So that being said,
no, I'm glad. You know what? It's perfect that you pointed it out, because here I am speaking out, you know, and bringing all this information to the forefront. As I'm bringing this information to the forefront, nobody's immune to this. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you're black, you're white, you're Puerto Rican, Mexican, you are not immune to this, because at the end of the day, I challenge you. Go look at your paycheck, open it up, and tell me how much you take home.
And, yep, you're enslaved with the rest of us. I tell, there was this young woman, her name was Alexa. She was a black woman who discovered the 14th Amendment fraud, and she brought it forward, the truth of it forward. And I want to tell you a little bit about that when we get back from our next break. You're going to be amazed at this. We'll be right back, folks, with a commercial break. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.